Hey, everybody, I'm Zach.
And I'm Jesse.
You're watching Tesla Time News.
Episode 542.
On Now You Know. So Elon reposted Donald Trump's post that Sean Duffy is now no longer the interim administrator of NASA. It is now Jared Isaacman.
So Jared Isaacman has now been nominated, which means that pretty soon he's going to be the administrator, which means that we're going back to the moon.
And Elon's excited about that.
Me too.
Jared said, "Thank you, Mr. President, for this opportunity. It'll be an honor to serve my country under your leadership. I am also very grateful to Secretary Duffy, who skillfully oversaw NASA alongside his many other responsibilities."
Jared Isaacman had already been nominated by Trump.
Yep.
And then it was withdrawn. Unnominated.
And he's already gone through the process, so I think it should be pretty fast, just an up-down vote.
And there was a lot of Twitter beef between Elon and Sean Duffy. Elon poking a lot of fun at Sean Duffy.
Calling him Sean Dummy.
And climbing trees and stuff. I don't think he really should have been the full-time NASA administrator. No. It's fine to be an interim.
No, I mean, Jared is the most qualified for this job.
Right.
Pretty much one of the only people I've ever been excited to have this job.
And basically, his withdrawal was lined up with
the whole falling out between Elon and Trump.
Right, yeah. Because of the giant spending bill. Which
I'm glad to see that they can get past that and move on to the best person for the job.
Yeah.
So thanks to Delete Me for sponsoring this episode.
I've noticed a big spike in spam calls and phishing emails lately. I don't think I'm the only one.
Well, I'm not getting any because I'm just grateful that I'm not seeing the same thing. This is just one reason why I trust Delete Me to protect my privacy online, because I signed up for it. You didn't. We did that scientifically. And I don't get any of this.
Delete Me is a hands-free subscription service that removes your personal information from hundreds of data broker and people search sites, reducing the risk of your valuable data getting into the wrong hands.
I signed up a couple of years ago, and within a few days, Delete Me found and removed old addresses, past employers, and personal information about family.
Data brokers can legally collect and sell all types of information about you.
Details like personally identifiable information, like names, addresses, phone numbers, relatives' names, and sell it to anyone with a credit card, opening you up to serious risks like identity theft, scams, phishing attempts, harassment, and doxing.
Delete Me has been the leading expert in personally identifiable information removal for over 15 years and was recently named by Wirecutter as the number one data removal service.
Delete Me privacy advisors are real people that are available for custom requests and help when you need it.
Signing up with Delete Me is proactive peace of mind. Once it's set up, you don't have to think about it. You get quarterly reports via an intuitive dashboard showing all the progress of what has been removed.
This ongoing monitoring means that your data stays scrubbed even as new brokers pop up, reducing spam calls and emails by 50 to 70% in many cases, according to user reports.
See for yourself, get 20% off Delete Me's consumer plans when you go to joindeleteme.com/NYK20 and use the promo code NYK20 at checkout.
Or use the QR code on screen. So that's joindeleteme.com/NYK20. Use the code NYK20 for your discount. Thanks to Delete Me for sponsoring this episode. So Tesla's senior director of manufacturing at Giga Berlin, Andrei Therig, posted, "Today we completed 1 year without any process wastewater being discharged into the municipal sewer, achieved by an incredible team, aka Ninja Turtles, with our futuristic wastewater treatment facility. Making a sustainable product matters a lot, but doing it sustainably is just as important. This underlines our strong environmental commitment to region of Berlin-Brandenburg."
So Giga Berlin has actually been able to return 377,000 cubic meters of annual water rights back to municipalities and other users in the region because Tesla is using less water than originally planned.
Remember all those eco warriors that hung out in trees and claimed that Tesla was doing the wrong thing?
It's so funny because at the time we were like, oh, but they're helping, you know, for climate change. So why are you guys so upset? This was all before all of this nuts, crazy Tesla attack stuff happened.
It was all political.
But of course, Tesla has been wonderful stewards to the local area. And the wastewater is just a perfect example of that.
So there's a new Tesla job posting for Robotaxi that shows that they are one step closer to making Robotaxi a reality.
Senior insurance claims specialist Robotaxi.
Look down there.
will play a critical role in managing incident reporting and claim processes for Tesla's robo-taxi and ride-hailing operations.
Yes. So, I mean, if you're going to have a robo-taxi network, you're going to get into some accidents and you're going to be responsible for those accidents because there's no driver. So it's going to be Tesla. So now they have to have people in charge of actually filing the claims, paying the claims and so forth. And now they're going to hire someone to do that, which means they're going to do that.
This is the first time we've actually seen that. And
yes,
so many people have had so many different ideas of how this was going to work. So it sounds like
if your car's on the network, I think that while it's on the network, it's not your responsibility if it gets into an accident. It's Tesla's. Maybe. We'll find
out. I don't know.
We'll find out.
It doesn't feel like
Max Zager, who's in charge of Tesla supercharging, posted MultiPass is expanding in Europe. Your Tesla app and your Tesla key card can start charging at third-party chargers in these countries.
Lilu Dallas MultiPass.
Okay, so how does it work?
You just hold it up like this at the supercharger.
MultiPass.
I'm just kidding. You can locate compatible superchargers through the Tesla app or using Tesla navigation. You just tap your Tesla key card or initiate via the Tesla app, and payments will be handled through the default payment method in the Tesla account.
I see. Okay. So MultiPass first became available back in September. First, it was in the Netherlands, but now Tesla is expanding to 5 more European countries, Sweden, Germany, United Kingdom, France, and Belgium. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I just love that they have a sense of humor.
Yeah.
Early Sunday morning, 21-year-old was caught and arrested for allegedly committing a drive-by shooting, even though an hour earlier, the police had no idea who had shot up the Seattle neighborhood near 2nd Ave South and South Main Street in Seattle.
How did the police figure it out, you ask? Because a nearby Tesla caught the whole thing on its sentry cam.
Seattle detective Brian Pritchard told reporters a nearby Tesla actually captured the video that showed a man crouched behind a vehicle firing gunshots. A lot of vehicles record, and officers know that Teslas especially record, so we use that video all the time in these instances. What surprises me is how quickly they caught the guy an hour later. So how quickly they went from not knowing who did anything to then finding the footage, getting the footage, and then identifying the person and catching them. Good work, Seattle PD.
This is kind of the nice part about everyone having their car record all the time, because then you can catch criminals, violent criminals.
I feel like more police departments need to have seminars and teach this stuff, because I'll bet there's a lot out there that don't know that Teslas do this. All right, it's time for the Cybertruck Roundup.
Yeehaw! The Cybertruck Roundup.
And Wes Morrill said coming soon, estimated deliveries in Q1 for UAE. And I just want to point out, you might be like, well, UAE is just a tiny little country. Actually, they spent $4 billion last year on luxury vehicles in the UAE.
And there are over 240,000 millionaires in the UAE currently.
That's correct. And the average millionaire in the UAE is worth $3.2 million. So I think Cybertruck is going to sell kind of like ice cold drinks.
Does it make any sense for Tesla to make an even better version of the Cybertruck? but this one has a gold steering wheel and it costs $50,000 more.
I feel like there are going to be a lot of wraps and a lot of extra stuff added by third parties.
I know, but Tesla should take advantage of this.
All right, it's time for some SpaceX news. And Starlink has announced that they now have 8 million customers worldwide.
That's up 1 million since August.
Yep. My chart is beginning to look very exponential.
So that's over 14,000 new customers per day.
In just one day?
Back in August, it was 12,000 customers per day. So yes, it's going up exponentially.
That's amazing.
All right, it's time for our Patreon bonus stories. And we are now on to our 8th Patreon giveaway. I bet you were wondering what we're giving away.
Oh my gosh.
We're giving away, still in the box with the plastic, the TeslaBot action figure. All you got to do, be a patron, comment on the giveaway post on Patreon. That's it. So join us, won't you?
For as little as a buck a month, you can support all the work that we do to bring you news every week and get all of our
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Patreon bonus stories 3 times a week.
Do it now so you can watch and win. See you there. All right, we're back from our Patreon bonus stories. Time for the shout outs. These are the important people that support us at $5 or more a month, and they keep these lights on. Who do we got today?
Alan Schimpf.
Dimitar Yordanov.
Jason Huber.
Mike Anderson.
And Stephen J. Lushbaugh. Thank you so much for supporting us. We cannot do this work without your support.
All right, it's time for Elon's X's of the Week.
And Elon said the New York City ballot form is a scam. No IDs required. Other mayoral candidates appear twice. Cuomo's name is last in bottom right.
And he said, given that he's on the ballot twice, maybe he can win twice too. Elon said a large solar-powered AI satellite constellation would be able to prevent global warming by making tiny adjustments in how much solar energy reached Earth. Robin Minotti said global warming is good. Heat deaths are tiny compared to cold deaths. If the climate should warm up by 1 degree Celsius, obviously this would lead to a much greater reduction in cold deaths than would increase heat deaths. That is a net benefit to humanity.
And Elon said, if it turns out that heating is better, redirecting just a small amount of solar energy to the Earth would solve that too. So we're talking about basically
kind AI using them like mirrors.
Satellites mm-hmm. that can not only can then block, but then they can also light up spots.
Yeah, but you would need to have thousands of satellites around the Earth.
Oh,
David Marcus says the fact that some U.S. states don't require showing an ID to vote is totally insane. I can't think of any other major democracy where this is true.
Rubens Katz said it's incredible that Mexico, with far more vast poverty than the United States, has all citizens with voter ID cards. Why do we not have the same?
And Elon said, because requiring ID would stop fraud. Tesla Boomer Papa said, breaking news, Schwab is voting for, repeat, for the pay package. We won. Thanks to all of you. You got them. Tesla Boomer Mama.
And Elon said, yay.
Although Norway's sovereign fund just voted all their shares against Elon.
What a surprise.
And they have 11% of Tesla.
Jeez.
Bustin from XAI said newly unveiled California Cyber Bear statue at Tesla engineering headquarters in Palo Alto. Remember, they're like working on this for a while. There it is in all its splendor. Elon said Western civilization is doomed unless the core weakness of suicidal empathy is recognized and actions are taken that are hard but necessary for survival. Grok says the galactic cosmic ray flux on the lunar surface, including shadowed craters, is roughly 100 to 1,000 times higher than at Earth's surface due to the lack of atmospheric attenuation, exposing superconducting qubits to direct high-energy protons, heavy ions, and secondaries.
And then Elon asked it, what if you dig a hole?
And Elon said basically that would work really well because 1 meter of lunar regolith blocks all galactic cosmic rays.
Okay.
So
you just got to dig 3 feet.
Yeah. Elon says, given that far more electricity is accessible on a distributed versus centralized basis, AI edge compute on Earth's surface will probably be over 90%. Serious AI scaling that actually registers on the Kardashev 2 level at all must, of course, be done in space.
He said, by the way, the word token is not as good as bitstream, in my opinion, and AI should be measured in terms of file size rather than parameter count, as the physical constraints are memory, bandwidth, and operations.
That's really smart. Stop counting the tokens.
And just in case you didn't think that he knew what he was talking about, do you know what he was talking about there? Because I think proves that he knows a little bit more than the average schmo.
Mark Andreessen says we need to make more electrons.
Elon said a lot more.
Vittorio says, and this, kids, is how you democratically conquer a country. And what we're looking at here is the first bar is people who lived in New York for less than 5 years. They voted 71% for Mamdani. Go all the way to the right, people who were born in New York voted negative 12% for Mamdani. And that shows you that it's just the people that moved there.
And Elon said bullseye.
Elon says, if America falls before consciousness beyond Earth is self-sustaining, it is game over, maybe forever. Sorry to leave on such a negative note, but let's do something fun. Let's go to community mail time and do some Tesla guesser.
Where in the world is this Tesla?
Tesla guesser. So again, if you don't know what this is, there's a thing called GeoGuessr where they drop you in the map and you have to figure out where you are. This is like that. Except we do it with electric vehicles. Let's see what we've got here. Hans sent this in. This is a 100% electric coach bus.
Ooh.
So we have to guess where it is. And I will accept the country on this one.
Okay.
Make it a little easier.
I mean, guess the license plate again is going
to
be
our savior. Yeah, but I mean, you're going to try it to see if you're going to do it without the license plate.
You're going to need the license
You might need the license.
All right, how about this one?
Bjorn sent this in.
Pretty.
Pretty good hint, Bjorn.
Oh, Bjorn.
You know, in order to help you guess this, you also have to know where it's legal to drive a car onto a beach.
Oh, well, a hint is that we did this.
We did this.
In the country that this picture is taken in.
No.
Oh, we weren't in that country.
We weren't in that country.
Oh,
we were nearby or nearby.
Oh, this is not going to be helpful. Okay, how about this one?
This is an easier one.
Okay.
Brody sent this in. Bonus points if you can tell me the name of that car.
Oh.
Not what like a person named it, but like what the name of the company that produces that car is called.
There's a lot that look like that.
There's a lot that look like that.
Do we have another one?
We do. Alistair sent this in.
Wait a minute. That's an MG?
Yeah. It's an MG Comet.
Okay. Who sent it in? Maybe that would help me.
Alistair sent this in. That's not going to help you.
Oh.
So, good luck.
All right. Do I have any other ones?
Last one. Denny sent this in, and I'm not going to give you any hints, and we're going to tell you all the answers at the end of the show. So think about them. Go through them again if you need to. Write down your answers if you're playing at home.
Tough week.
Just remember again, the points don't matter. Let's do some Supercharger.
Points don't matter. Of course they matter. All right, let's go to some Supercharger reviews. Let's see what people have found out there.
Hi, Zach and Jesse. This is Scott in Upper Sandusky, Ohio, at the new version 3 250 kilowatt Tesla Supercharger installation in the parking lot of an Arby's and a Taco Bell. Nearby, you have Wendy's and a Speedway and a Bob Evans. Big drawback, no Verizon signal, no Spectrum Mobile signal, no Wi-Fi. But 250 kilowatts is nice. Right off of US Highway 30 in Upper Sandusky, Ohio. I'm giving this one a 6 out of 10. Now you know.
Hi, Zach and Jesse. This is Francois. I'm here in Passepébiac, Gaspésie, Quebec. There's 8 brand new superchargers. It's well located, close to the main road. There's an IGA, which is a grocery store. There's Subway, Tim Hortons, and you can see it behind me. I would give it like an 8 out of 10, but with the beautiful sceneries that we have here in the Gaspé Peninsula, I would upgrade it to a 9 out of 10. It's pretty useful to have superchargers along the way. Pretty popular place to be in vacation here in Quebec. Bonjour à tous les Gaspésiens, Gaspésiennes et à tous les Québécois. And Zach and Jesse, keep up the good work. It's pretty awesome what you guys are doing. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for doing Supercharger reviews. We've got a map on our website where you can upload your own Supercharger reviews and see everybody else's if you're going on a road trip.
All right, get us to back to the bus. Where's the bus?
Okay, so the bus was spotted in North Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
Okay. How about Bjorn? Was he on the beach of Norway?
Bjorn was at Melby Strand outside of Halmstad in Sweden.
Oh, we were in Denmark on the beach.
Yeah, so we were on the other side of the sea.
Gotcha. All right, how about this one, the little car?
That was in Rome, Italy.
And what's the name of the car?
That is an Italian startup called XEV. And the reason why it looks so ubiquitous is because it's built in China.
Yeah, that looks so familiar. Looks like the Zero.
It looks like every small Chinese EV.
All right, how about this one from Alistair?
This is in Nagpur, India.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So they sell
MGs. It's a Chinese car. Okay.
Right. It used to be a British car company. Now it's a Chinese car company, and they're selling it in India. And somebody who watches our show took a picture of it and sent it in, which is such a crazy
thing. Yeah. Make sure you send yours in to hello@nowyouknowchannel.com. And how about the last one, the white Tesla?
The last one is in Cagliari, Sardinia, Italy.
Oh, the little island of Sardinia. That's awesome. Wow. Thank you so much for sending those in, everybody. Thank you for joining us today, too. And don't forget to enter for your chance to win the Tesla Bot action figure over on our Patreon. Just a buck a month gets you all our Patreon bonus stories and chances to win great prizes. So what are you waiting for?
We'll see you guys again on Sunday. Now you know.